Joining us in the studio on Static this evening, it is always a pleasure to have Straight Arrows with an album out. Owen and Al, welcome in.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for having us.
It's been a few years since we've had time to talk about a Straight Arrows record.
It's been a few years since we've had something worth talking about.
Yeah. You know what you're doing by now, Owen?
Nah. Gifted amateurs. That's our tag, gifted amateurs.
Skilled hobbyists.
We've really graduated up, though, because we used to just be hobbyists and amateurs, and now we've got the little bit at the front now.
I feel like you're leaders in the field. Come on.
Well, maybe it's our bad attitude that puts us there.
Yeah. Third album round, though, and obviously you've both made a lot of records between yourselves. Does it feel different when you set out to make a record now?
I think I'm a bit more organized. I know what's coming next, and I can mentally prepare myself for that. I'm just going to dive in and do this every day for 6 months.
This album definitely felt different, though, I think. Like, we recorded it at, like, a legitimate studio, a Golden Retriever Sound in Marrickville. And we kind of set aside, like, 2 days to track everything, and we actually had heard all of the songs in advance and actually practiced them all. So we kind of, like, went in and recorded pretty much, except for vocals, I think, nearly everything live across the 2 days. And then we just did a few like vocal overdubs and tambourines and, you know, bits and pieces. But really, like, that's a first for us. It felt like our first, you know, professional, like, done like other bands. You know, like, we actually go to a studio for 2 days and record an album.
You miss recording an album over 6 months in your living room then, do you, Owen?
Now we're a real band, eh?
It only took us like 10 years, but we got there in the end.
Because that's what it used to be like, right? The Straight Arrows, it was almost like a piecemeal thing where you'd go and hang out and do bits of the record as you went along.
Yeah, we try to do it in a go, but it never worked. So we just do little bits, like the second album, bits and pieces here and there.
I guess it's tough because the second album, Rising, we did in Owen's studio. And I guess when you have your own space and you're kind of on your own timeline or whatever, there's no real... And it's not like Straight Arrows have like a manager or something like cracking the whip. It's just like you just do, you know, as you want when you can. So I think this summer we were like, let's just like actually limit ourselves so that we get it done.
Manage our time. This is what you've started to do now.
Yeah, that's right. And after that other one, the second one was also in my house before we got in trouble. And I ended up having to get another studio because the neighbors started getting really cranky.
So we have your neighbors to thank for you taking the stepping stone into getting your own studio, do we, Owen?
Yeah, those lovely bastards.
I mean, do you go into making these records with an idea of what they're going to sound like then? Do you sit around and talk about that stuff, or is that still very intuitive, Owen?
I mean, I usually know how they're going to sound, and I try and mold everyone else into that thing, but I don't probably enunciate that very well to them beforehand.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, actually, sometimes when Owen will finally sing on the song, and you're like, oh, that's how that song goes. Or that's what it's like. It's half the time you're just playing all these chords and like, I guess this is the song. Right. It's going to be quite confusing. But I mean, look, it's very much Owen. Like, Owen is the leader, kind of, you know, comes up with all the ideas, and then we just try to like play along or add something of worth to it.
Fall into line.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you DJ out so much and obviously are still listening to so many records. Do you still even now hear things and go, oh, you know, sort of file that away in your mind and go, I want to try this next time I make my own record, or, you know, even effects and things like that, Owen?
Oh, 1,000%. I'm always buying new records and pinching little ideas out of them. Because everyone knows that's how you make good records. You pinch lots of other ideas that are also good.
Are you able to reveal any of the things you pinched?
No. A true hobbyist doesn't do that.
True hobbyist never reveals his sources, huh? And at the same time, you also spend so much of your time producing other bands, I mean, who obviously come to you for a certain sound or aesthetic as well, Owen. Does that make you want to avoid, in some ways, what other bands that you've been working with have been doing?
I guess it's given me a really good idea of how to arrange records pretty... I think this new record's pretty well arranged. Gives me an idea how, you know, it's good to have not everyone playing at the same time. Someone can shut up for a bit and then come in later, and that's quite effective.
Yeah.
Because what previously you'd sort of pile everything on.
Yeah, that first record, every song is all together at the same time, all the time. And we didn't know what we were doing.
Does it also make you think that some ideas are played out as well? Is it getting harder the more records you make to come up with what you would consider an original idea for a song or a sound?
Nah, there's so many. Music is such a massive world of cool stuff happening. And heaps of it I haven't even heard yet. There's plenty of spaces to go so far.
There's plenty of things to steal from.
Yeah. Because, I, you know, I presume a lot of bands would pay a lot of money to sound as raw as Straight Arrows do, you know, which or amateurish still, which comes kind of naturally to you.
Yes, gifted.
I guess if never, like, everyone in this band is quite busy either, you know, working or, like, Adam has a family and kids and, you know, Owen's doing a million things at once and Will plays in a bunch of bands and everyone's doing so much stuff that, like, I guess we never really have that much time to focus on it and ever get, you know, so we're never going to be a super slick band because we're never going to get to rehearse that much or dedicate the kind of time you need to do to sound slick, I reckon.
Yeah, who wants to practice 5 nights a week? That sounds horrible.
And most of our practices are usually just based around, like, are we eating before or after?
Yeah. Or even just overthinking it, I guess, as well. Are first intuitions usually the best ones?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, when you first start writing lyrics for a record, when you start thinking about it too much, it takes months. But if you do it in an hour or less, it's perfect.
Yeah, if you get all the lyrics when you're actually writing the song in the first instance, it's the best because then you never think about it. But then when you actually have to sit down and go, what do I want to write about? It gets a bit drawn out.
But when you have to consult rhymezone.com, you're in trouble.
Is that a website? I didn't know that. Rhymezone.com, no way.
A lot of hits from old Owen over here.
Yeah, I guess Oasis went to that a lot for Moon, June, Spoon and stuff like that. I mean, it also feels that lyrically, you know, Straight Arrows are never too ponderous anyways, but you have made parts of On Top personal. I mean, Out and Down is a personal song for the band. Were you trying to write less songs with just, you know, Yeah as their chorus?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as we've made more records, I feel like I got better at writing words to go with them. But, you know, they're still pop records, in my mind. So you've got a chorus that you say again and again and again.
Yeah.
And you think about singing that for the next 5 years on tour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too sick of the other songs we've done yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not sick of Bad Temper yet, and that's literally just Bad Temper for 10 times every chorus or whatever.
Because you did have some other shake-ups in between the last record and this one as well. Obviously, Angie left the band. Did that affect the playing or the sound of Straight Arrows in any way?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think everyone brings something to a band, even, you know, given the fact that the band really is Owen's project in a majority sense. Like, he's the one who writes all the songs and it's very much driven by him, but everyone kind of brings their own feel to the record, and it's going to end the band and live and everything. So I think it's definitely changed it a bit, but yeah, I think it's just different. I think they're both very different. I think Angie's style was always playing was always a little bit looser and a bit more kind of like I was a bit behind the thing, and maybe a little bit more like, I don't want to say groovy, but it just a bit behind, whereas Will's a lot more like on the attack and like...
So that's why this album's called On Top, because that's where you're all playing right now, huh?
Yeah, on top of the beat. If only Adam could stay on top of the beat, it would be all right.
This guy is not here to defend himself. And in between the last record and this one, you've obviously still done a lot of tours with some legends like the OCs and... Even, you DJ out for Pretty Thing shows and stuff like that. Do a lot of those people still inspire you, or do you get pearls of wisdom every now and then from artists that you still look up to that you think you can apply to Straight Arrows?
Oh, definitely. I mean, touring with the OCs, which you've done a lot of times, you always learn stuff from them. Like, they're, you know, very professional musicians. They, you know, while they're a total kind of DIY group, they are the guys who are also setting everything up, packing it down, driving it. And they've got a great ethic towards how the thing is done. I guess for them, living in America, it's their life. But they do it very properly. They don't fight about.
Yeah, it's weird how so much of that garage rock can have this... People think it's a real slacker, loose thing. But when you're on top of it, you really work hard to get your sound and get the shows. And as you say, be DIY. Like, you still need to be that band, which you guys are still as well.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a funny thing, isn't it? It's like... All of these bands, like you're saying, that are slackers or people are like, oh, it's lazy, are often the bands that kind of work the hardest because they, you know, either like don't have the money to pay someone to do something, or are self-managed or self-booked or driving themselves around, or all these kind of things. So you get lumped in as if you're a slacker, but you're kind of working pretty hard.
Yeah, it's the people who play in bands and think you don't have to do anything. Yeah, nothing happens. You got to work really hard, but the coolest ones pretend they're not working really hard.
But they are, and that's what you guys are doing, right? 3 albums in, a launch on Saturday night, you've got it down pat.
gifted amateurs.
These gifted amateurs are launching on top Saturday night at Marrickville Bolo with the Dandelion and Concrete Lawn, which will be a bunch of fun. We might have a listen to the harmonica song right now. We'll play I Don't.
Fantastic.
It's a hollering one.
Owen's tribute to, well, I don't actually know, but it sounds, I remember the name Jacques Dutronc getting thrown around.
Yeah, it's made tribute to 60s, French pop.
Here it is. Owen and Al, thank you for the talk. This is Straight Arrows on Static, and have a great launch on Saturday night.
Thanks Chris.